this will be fun because I know our brain likes to give us thoughts instead and call them facts.
Yeah. Yep.
So let's give this a try. Let's just list out a few bare facts.
Okay. I'm a single mom to a 6-year-old daughter. I get off work at 5:30.
Did you say 6-year-old daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old. Okay.
I know. And they're both girls too.
Yep. You
remember, I'm a no BS fanatic.
You said you get off work at what time?
5:30.
Let me see if this one's better. There we go. Were there any other ones?
I mean, like, the things that I need to do in the evening, how do I say those are facts? Like, those aren't facts. Like,
because when we say, like, oh, I need to pack lunches, no, you don't. You can just not pack them.
Okay.
You say, okay. I need to pack them. Someone else could say, I could tell you, like, I know it's not a fact because in my mind, I would say, like, I choose to pack them. I want to pack them. I want to make sure the kids have lunch for tomorrow.
Right.
That doesn't mean sometimes my first thought isn't I need to pack lunches or I have to, like, they wear uniforms to school. So I'm like, oh, I have to see if they have clean uniforms for school.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean like those thoughts don't come in for me, but I've just got to make sure to like check those, right? So I know if that's like the story that just, I start with that and then I keep going and I've like gone on for 10 or 15 minutes. And just like, as I'm doing things, I've got that novella playing in my mind. Do you think I'm more or less likely to like overeat, grab ass, lose my patience, like procrastinate?
More likely.
Yeah. The bare fact, like you have 3 facts.
So it's just the way that I'm thinking about my life that's causing me to overeat.
Yeah. How we describe things is incredibly powerful, especially for all of those who struggle with nighttime eats. It's because usually like by the time we get home, we've started going on that story. I'm so tired. Who like that one comes up for me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. And you know what my coach told me was like, anything we say after I am, that's powerful. Like we've got to check what we're saying after I am.
Okay.
It would be more helpful to say like, I notice I'm tired. I feel tired. But like when we keep saying like, I'm tired and I have to do this and I have to do this and I need to do that. And sometimes like we see our kids doing stuff and then we're describing that in our minds. Like, why won't they stop bickering? And they're doing this. They're not supposed to be doing that. And so that's the work that I had to do. I had to start noticing that story and like just stopping it in its tracks. As soon as I noticed it.
Okay. See, I didn't even realize. I just thought, well, that's just my life.
Mm-mm. Okay. So tell me how else you could describe your life. Erase this. Because I know like one, like for example, the lunches, you said like, I need to pack lunches.
Yeah. You know, and that's because I want both my daughter and I to have a healthy meal the next day.
Yeah.
You know,
it could even be like a tiny little neutral switch. Like I'm going to pack lunches. I will pack the lunches. Okay. Sometimes like just lowering the temperature on it. Like I need to, I have to like, no, I'm going to, I'm choosing to.
Yes.
I'm glad I get to. What were some of the other ones you said? You said like something about a tiny window of time.
Yeah. And so I'm trying to like exercise in that time. I have to exercise. Otherwise I'll gain weight. Right.
We won't jump into that today.
I know I'm not supposed to think about it that way.
I was gonna like, some of this too is normalizing, especially with all of your shitty thoughts. Like, it's normal that my brain wants to think about my life this way. Cause that's kind of the narrative we get in society too. Like, oh, if you're a single mom, your life is hard, right? You don't have time for yourself. It's gotta be shitty. It's all on you. So it's normal that we want to think that way. Sometimes we've just got to catch in. Same thing with like the exercise. Like, it's normal that my brain wants to link exercise to weight loss, but I know that's not really true. I know it's really about what?
I'm just doing it to, you know, feel good in my body.
Yeah, like I exercise to feel good in my body, and I know weight loss is actually about,
oh, the one I put in my mouth.
Am I eating like an asshole or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go back to the tiny window of time.
Okay. I'm also trying to get my daughter to go to bed at, you know, earlier. We both stay up later.
Watch out for the word trying. I keep hearing you say trying.
Okay. So I want to work on us going to bed earlier.
How could I do that? How could I figure that out easily? Right. Like, I want you to just flip this a little bit. Like, I think as single moms, like, we're pretty resourceful. Like, I don't want to choose to think like, oh, I have so many things to do and it's all on me and it's so hard, like, and I'm tired and I did this today and I have to come home and do that and no one helps me. Like, or you could say like, I'm pretty fucking resourceful. I'm really efficient. I'm good at getting things done.
Yeah, which is all true. Yeah.
Give me like one other thought that you could practice in the evening.
Like, I know I've got this. I know I can handle this.
Yes. I practice those a lot too in the evenings. Like, I acknowledge that maybe I feel a little tired or I'm ready for bed or like it's been a long day. Like, I don't fight myself on those thoughts, but I also say, and I'm good tired. I did shit today. I was a mom today. I took care of the household today. I helped women today. I took care of me today. Like, that feels good. You know why I'm tired at the end of the day? You know why my life feels hard right now? Because I did shit today. I made a difference in my life, my kids' lives, in OBS women's lives. That's the story we've got to be telling, right? Like, we're not going to just like pretend we're not tired or pretend it hasn't been a long day. Those thoughts are always going to feel true, but we also want to say, you know why I'm tired? Because I did shit today. I showed up today. I did hard things today. My life feels hard because I did hard things today.
Right.